stop, what would you say?
Hold it.
Oh, and what about to back up?
I just tell them back up.
Well, what about when people would call hogs? How would they call them?
Well, they either call them pig oi, I guess. That's the way we always call them.
That's how you call them?
That's how old Jay Gould called his hogs. Pig
oi! That's how you call them?
Pig, 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 pig!
Oh, and that's how you call it? Oh, that's funny.
Well,
did you ever call hogs that way?
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah.
Well, what about sheep? Have you ever heard anybody call sheep?
Yeah, I've heard how they call them.
How do they call them?
Call sheepy, call sheepy, call sheepy, call sheepy.
That's pretty good. Well, what about chickens? If people wanted to call chickens?
Well, we just holler chicky chicky and go throwing out the corn.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you wanted to get the horses ready for plowing or something, you'd say that you wanted to...
They've got to harness the mules, mm-hmm. horses, whatever is used. Mostly mules, my way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mostly mules. Well, when you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the mules with?
The reins, lines.
And like when you're riding on horseback, those things you hold in your hands, you call them the...
The reins, hitch reins.
And then when you're riding, you call what you put your feet into the...
Well, I always called them the stirrups when I had a saddle to ride.
If you had a saddle, yeah. Well, I mean, well, you don't have a saddle. Well, if you were plowing with two horses or two mules, what would you call the one on the left? Did you distinguish the left one from the right one?
I just never did distinguish them myself. I just plowed and tell each one of them and pull him the same way. Mm-hmm. G and Hall.
Mm-hmm. And those trenches that a plow cuts, you call those the...
Furrows.
And if you had a real good yield of something, you'd say you raised a big...
Big bumper crop, what most of them would say.
And if you had some land and you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say you were...
Clearing the land.
And, if something's like not right near at hand, you say it's just a little.
Oh, it ain't but a little ways over there or something like that. Mm-hmm.
And now.
Some of them used to say it was 3 shakes of a sheep's tail.
Oh, really? Did that mean not very far?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah. Now, when you happen to. With oats, what do you have to do to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash them.
And now talking about bread, what would you call the kind of bread that was baked in loaves?
Well, we just call them loaves of bread.
Mm-hmm. And you call that kind of bread, if you ask for a piece of that kind of bread, you'd ask for...
Light bread's what we always called it. When Mommy would make it.
Your mom would always make it, I bet, didn't
But it was heavy, though, and it had more strength than it.
Would she make, like, with wheat flour? What else would she make?
Cakes, pie crust, and all kinds of stuff like
she
that.
She made biscuits?
Mm-hmm. She made her bread, you know, she just taken... Pinch off a piece of the bread like that, make great big biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have but about two of them to be full.
Oh, yeah, that's great big. What would they make with cornmeal?
What? We'd make corn pancakes, and then you take a little handful of that, just a little single handful, and sprinkle over a skillet of taters like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put a dip of water in it.